You're listening to the Power of Love Radio Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the D.D. Jackson Foundation. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, everything is possible, with love, of course, on your side. I am TJ Jackson, and with me, for the moment, is Taj Jackson.
What do you mean? Well, I'm here for, but yeah, you said for the moment.
Yeah,
so well, make it sound like I'm leaving.
Well, okay. No,
Taj. There'll be another brother here.
Okay. Terrell, is this traffic bad?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Pretty bad?
But okay. I didn't have to go as far as he did.
So Terrell will be here shortly, but we are live on the Power of Love Radio Show. So if you're listening to us right now, thank you for joining us. Later on in the show, we will open up the phone lines. The phone number is 323-203-0815. And also, we'll be opening up Twitter. Well, actually, Twitter is always open, but yes. We'll be reading some messages. At least that's the goal. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, or if you have a great quote you want to share, please tweet us. Taj, what's the Twitter handle?
The Twitter handle are the it's at and then the letters DDJ and then Foundation. So it's at DDJ Foundation.
DDJ Foundation. And Terrell's here. What's up, Terrell? Terrell's shaking his head.
Yes, I am.
What's going on, Terrell?
How you guys doing?
We're doing good.
We just started the intro.
Yes.
And
okay, great.
How are you? Perfect
timing.
I keep
losing things.
What did you lose this time?
Well, remember yesterday when I left to go to Taj's house to pick up my mic?
Yes.
I went to Taj's to go pick up a microphone, but I have a little mini stand, but I left it at home. So that was the first thing I lost.
Okay.
Or I left, okay. Right? My mind's not right. Then I go, and I'm driving. I'm not staying at home right now. I'm staying at a hotel because we're having work done on the house.
Yeah.
And I get to the hotel, and I realize I'm looking for my wallet. I don't have my wallet. I left it at home. Okay? So I go to the hotel room.
Yeah.
I had the key because I opened the gate with my key.
Okay.
Go to my hotel room. I don't have my key.
So where is it?
So the key's back in the car. So I have to go. I'm just forgetting things. So then this morning I wake up. I have to go home to get my wallet on the way here.
Okay.
I was going to stop to get something to eat. But then I realized I don't have any money on me because I don't have my wallet.
Oh, my God.
So I go home to the wallet. So I don't eat anything. I just go home. Then when I go home, I got stuff for you, Taj, by the way. I'm getting stuff, little things, blah, blah, blah. Picking up my wallet, grabbing stuff. And I leave the house on the way here. Right?
Yeah.
About to call you guys to talk about the show, topics, this and that. And I realize I don't have my phone.
Terrell, what's wrong, man?
So I go back to the house. I'm thinking, okay, I'll just talk to you guys when I get here. But then I got to leave right after the show to go somewhere, and I need my phone. So I go back to the house to get my phone. I still can't find it.
Well, what concerns me is you're not just forgetting small things. You're forgetting your wallet and your phone.
Yeah, those are the two things.
And I lost my glasses. But I found
that's
those.
Probably
but it's just I'm misplacing them. I'm not losing them because I know I didn't lose my phone.
How much sleep are you getting? This sounds like
no, sleep that's not.
Yes,
it sounds, sleep is not
because the
incredible.
First thing that goes is your mind, and that's the thing. You sound like you're forgetting things.
I have to agree with Taj.
Thank you.
No, it's not the sleep. It's not the sleep. But it's not like I'm losing it. I'm just rushing and I'm misplacing it. That's why.
Okay.
But that's my thing.
Yeah, I think you're
so. Bottom line is, I still don't have my phone. I said, forget it. I'd rather just deal with it and be here. So I'm here.
Well, you are here. We're all here on the Power of Love Show. We're excited to be here.
I'm a little late.
Yeah, you're a little late.
You're late.
But I thought it was going to be way. I thought it was going to be way late.
Well, you're here. Again, I already did the thank you for joining us, but we do have to do our disclaimer. And the disclaimer, of course, is we are not licensed therapists. We're just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives. We've been impacted by it. We've learned from it. And we want to share our opinions and what we've learned in an attempt to help you overcome whatever it is you're going through. It could be loss of an animal. It could be loss of really anything. A house, a loss of your cell phone. Right, Terrell?
Yes.
Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and to find it. Do not Do not. Just rely on us. Todd, you want to give quick social handles?
Sure. We said the Twitter. It's at DDJ Foundation. Facebook is DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. And that's pretty much it. Our website's www.ddjf.org.
Yes.
www.ddjf.org.
Yes.
So before we go into our individual, you know, let's just talk about individuals. I know Terrell's been losing.
I'm good.
He got his
Terrell
got
took enough of the time.
Taj, how was your week?
It was good. Saw Stars. Saw Spider-Man.
That was good, right?
Yeah, great. We all saw that together.
I actually was really hoping it was good.
Terrell, that's another example.
TJ, how do you fall asleep?
No. Before we turn it on me, that's another example of...
That's not losing it, though.
To me, that sleep connects with the sleep deprivation.
Yeah. Okay,
let's explain what happened. Decided to go to see Spider-Man, and we had the theater and the time and everything together on a group chat.
Yes.
And we're correct. There early, of course, because it's a big movie.
Yes.
And we find out that Terrell's wondering where we're at.
He types in what theater.
Go ahead, Taj.
Terrell types in what theater, and I said Theater 7.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks, and then he sends a picture back from a completely different theater.
Movie theater.
Yeah. Completely different movie theater. It says, I'm in the wrong place.
So now, looking at the group, I see this whole conversation, and I go back to the group chat and say, no, I put down where this movie was. I put down the time. Man. I put down the right information. Why did he go to the wrong theater?
Which is farther. Right. He actually passed the theater that we were at.
So go ahead, Tara. What happened?
So what happened was, it's not just us three that go. It's all of our cousins and stuff. And
yeah.
Whenever we go to see a big, big movie like Star Wars and stuff, it's usually at that theater, ArcLight.
Yeah.
So I don't know why, but I assumed it was at that theater, and I didn't bother to check the text.
I
just don't know why. But this was like a big movie, and I figured it would be there because that's the one we go to when we see big movies. And to my defense, the last few movies that I've seen with everybody has been at that theater.
Sounds like a shaky defense.
Fine, but I still think it's...
Because what movie did we see before that?
No, you're
Star
right.
Star Wars, right? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we do see...
Well, I think the thing is he goes...
I always go to
the last one he went to.
But still, that's to me a symptom of not being mentally sharp.
I just didn't go back.
Which relates to a lack of sleep, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, but I just
didn't... An assumption.
I just didn't go back.
An assumption. But you can assume things easier when you're not mentally sharp. All right.
I should have checked.
Well, anything else, Todd?
You made the movie, though.
You didn't make the movie.
I made the movie.
Missed the
Thanks
beginning.
To the thousands of trailers that we had.
I would have made it on time, but somebody left the tickets with the ticket guy, but he couldn't find my name.
That's your nephew. All right, Taj.
Yes.
What else? Spider-Man, anything else?
Yeah, it was
else?
Great. The thing is that what I'm happy about is just I had high expectations, but then I lowered them because every time I have high expectations for a movie, I get disappointed. But it actually lived up to the expectations, so I was just very happy. It's been, you know, Spider-Man's been going through its rough times as a movie. You know, they've tried to remake it and had a great feel to it.
I think
How'd you like it, TJ?
I really liked it.
You fell asleep.
I did fall asleep, but only for a small portion. It was really entertaining. It was good. I thought Holland was great in it.
Tom Holland?
Yeah. I thought Tom Holland was great. I thought the directing was great. Robert Downey Jr. was great in it. It was just great.
It was always good.
Marvel's solid with what they do.
Yeah, but DC had Wonder Woman. That was solid, too.
Yeah.
They're coming.
Something about Marvel is just a little...
It's a formula. They have a formula, and they stick to it.
You know what it is?
It wasn't Marvel. It was Sony.
But it's the Marvel character.
Yeah, it's a Marvel universe.
When Robert Downey Jr. can enter and still do his thing.
It's Marvel universe, yes.
I don't know if it's the colors. I don't know if it's the timing of what the edit, the directing. I don't know what it is. Something is
can
right.
Can I say what it is?
Sure.
Go ahead. It has a certain lightheartedness to it. I think that's the thing that Marvel has that DC, they try to go the opposite to be different, and it ended up really hurting them. DC tried to be edgy and dark. And Marvel always kept it light and fun.
I think
even the first Iron Man wasn't light and fun, but it had fun parts to it.
I thought it was fun.
You know, but I mean, the story is about him being captive and being.
But it was still light and fun.
Well, he made it light and fun. That's what I'm saying. They even with a hard subject like that, being a prisoner of war or prisoner of war, but being captured, they still made it light and fun. And as long as they keep doing that, people want to laugh nowadays. Yeah. So they stressful. Need to escape. Yeah, they need to escape. Otherwise, it's like they can get that at home. All that movie stuff, you know.
I agree with you, Taj. So, as for my week, it was pretty much the same. Just a lot of random stuff, a lot of busy stuff. For the 4th, was driving, I think, from Corona to here. We like to make the drive during the 4th, during the fireworks, because then we get to see everyone's fireworks show on the drive.
You're going so far back.
It's about a week. Today's the 12th, the 5th, 4th.
We already talked about the fireworks last week.
Okay. Well, what else did we do? You know what we did as a group? We did the Art for the Heart show.
We did. Yes.
On last Friday, which was awesome. Great. It was a really cool experience. The D.D. Jackson Foundation benefit from it. We received some great donations. We received... it was also just a great event for us and our board and our supporters. We got to meet a lot of our supporters. We want to thank you guys for showing up. Some came from as far as Alabama was one. Mm-hmm. I think Texas was another.
San Diego.
And really just everywhere to come and support. So it was awesome. It was so great seeing everyone. Awesome art, too. I think Annalise is an incredible artist, so it was really cool to see all her art displayed.
In person, too, because I've seen it on the website, but it was nice to see it. Really
a lot
nice.
Of great stuff. But yeah, anything you guys want to add about that? It was just a great evening for DDJF.
Yeah, it was.
And what we like to announce is that with the proceeds from there, we're able to do a music therapy class on July 18th. So I don't know how much detail we can give about it, but we're going to do a music therapy for kids, thanks to everyone that contributed. And please, though, continue to donate and contribute to the foundation so we can continue to do this show as well as doing music therapy classes for others, other cities and other people in the city, in the random cities. That's pretty much what we've been doing this week. I think we should go straight into our topic. Terrell, you don't really know. You're the one who came up with the topic. So, do you want to talk about it?
I'll go for it.
No.
I feel like I've been talking so much.
No, you haven't. Go ahead. The dreaming one. Where did this topic come up? How did it start?
Well, last Tuesday, I had a dream.
The 4th.
Was that Tuesday?
Yeah, July 4th. Might've been.
Yeah, Tuesday. I had a dream, and. It was very, you know, obviously when you dream, it was very realistic and it seemed real. And I remember it so clearly. What's interesting about this is the dream involved my mom, our mom. And some of the things that happened, just small little details. And it's strange because the dream was almost like a continuation from a dream I've had with her in it from before. Mm. I got to speak to her. I got to talk to her. But it was weird because in my dream, and it happened last time, I felt like she wasn't really here, but she was.
So let me get this straight. It's like you're dreaming a TV series kind of thing without saying TV,
no,
but it's a continuation.
It just seems
where it stops and then you pick up.
Yeah. Like I almost went back into something and I felt like she had passed, but she said, no, I don't know. It's hard to explain. Hmm. But anyways,
It's real quick. It's just interesting to me because I've never dreamed about mom. I've never.
Really?
I shouldn't say never. I probably did when I was younger, but definitely not in the near recent years. I haven't had dreams about mom, or really anyone who's passed. Dreams. We're talking about dreams. Thought.
Yeah.
Waking conscious thoughts, of course. But in my dreams, I haven't. Taj, have you had any dreams?
I've had dreams about mom where she was alive and
recently
probably about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't far away, you know. And it's one of those things when you wake up, then you're a little upset that you know
it was a dream.
Yeah. But I've dreamt that. I've dreamt weird stuff like that too. My dreams are a little weirder, but we'll go to Terrell first.
Do you want to continue on?
No, it's just it was one of those things where you know, during my dream, the first time I had it was maybe a year or two ago, and it was one of those where it's like, I thought you had passed, and she says, no, I'm here, you know, blah, 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 and it just, I remember going to a high and being excited that she's not gone, and then, of course, you wake up, and then you realize it's a dream, going back down, and this past one I had, remember a couple of weeks back, Royal came over to my house, and we're talking music and things, so... It was in my dream. We were at the mall. Taj, you were at a bookstore, and I was at some other store. And I was, and Mom was with Royal.
Wow.
At a music store, and I was on my way to the store, but they had to leave, and I called. Royal said he had left something at the counter for me to go pick it up, and I had to call Mom to talk to Royal, and I remember talking to Taj, and he was telling me the store is going to close soon, and then I called my mom, and that's kind of around the time when I woke up, and it just seemed, there's so many, when I woke up I was obviously disappointed, but then I started thinking about the dream, and I realized so many, like part of me felt good about it, like even though it didn't happen. But I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. I'm just talking off my mind.
When you would dream and wake up, was there like a time period of disappointment? Obviously.
Yes.
But was it long? Or was it like a minute, too? Was it like an hour? Did it ruin your whole day?
It didn't ruin my whole day. It was disappointing because it put me into the what ifs things. It made me realize all the things that could have happened that aren't happening. But at the same time, even though it didn't happen, it almost gave me a look at, it almost made me feel like even though Royal didn't get to spend time with Mom and Mom didn't get to spend time with Royal, I almost felt like they did, even though I know it didn't happen. So
it had
for
a positive.
Me, it was almost good to see, but I didn't see it.
Got it. No, I get it. So you got some type of positive satisfaction.
Right. But then it was quickly eliminated because obviously it's like it didn't happen, and it's like you wish it could have happened.
See, I've never had those kind of dreams. I never had those dreams. Taj, I know you said you have.
Do you have dreams a lot?
I do.
You do?
Not a lot, but I do several times a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
That often?
I think so.
Do you have a lot of dreams?
Yeah.
I dream really, like, sporadically, and they're not.
You don't have a lot of dreams?
No, and they're not usually good dreams.
Really? You have a lot of nightmares? See, okay, so that's what this show's about.
That's because you watch so many movies.
No, it has nothing to do with, like, flicks. No, but it's like, they're like shark dreams. Like, I dream.
I got all that. Okay.
Like, so there's nothing about what I'm watching. It's,
okay, so that's what today's show is about. Right, Taro? Pretty much is understanding
and
your dreams.
If you've ever had dreamt about people that you've lost, have they ever been in your dreams? How does it make you feel? Does it make you feel happy? Is it depressing? You know, is there good things about it, bad things? That's.
I want to follow up on that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a dream that you've taken the advice, or you've taken it as a sign and it's worked out, or hasn't worked out?
Okay.
Like, have you taken it as like if someone came to you in a dream and said something, and then you acted on it or whatever, has it worked out or hasn't it worked out?
Or
have you called? You know, sometimes someone pops in on your dream and then you call them the next day just to make sure they're okay, or, you know, if there's something, checking up on people and stuff like that.
There you go. So tell us about your dreams. If you responded to them, how you responded to them, was it better off? Was it worse? The number here is 323-203-0815. Again, it's 323-203-0815. Real quick, I looked up psychologytoday.com. just to get a little foundation for the show, and I'm going to read a little excerpt from it where it says, why?
Doing some homework.
Come
I like
on,
that.
Taj. I'm not going to waste people's time here.
Well, just waste our time, right?
All right, and this is from Psychology Today. All people dreams or the manifestation of dreaming, which is rapid eye movements, REMs, begin even before we are born, and we continue to dream, usually between 2 to 5 times a night until we die. We forget almost all of our dreams. Dreams can be fantastic, pleasant, frightening, or mediocre, and reactions to them can be violent. Previous blogs have highlighted the sometimes violent nature of dreams. Okay, that's another thing. But dreams have been the stuff of philosophers, artists, writers, scientists, therapists. And I just wanted to give a little backdrop, but although many assume that the study of dreams began sometime in the last century, perhaps related to the introduction of psychoanalysis, this is not the case. For example, Aristotle wrote about dreams as early as 325 BC. So dreams are part of us. And, you know, I'm also wondering what the role of being an artist and a creator, if that has a relationship to dreams. You guys cool with taking phone calls? Because they're already blowing up. Okay. Well, I just missed one, but I'm sure they will call back. But before I actually take another phone call, I'm going to give you guys a quote. Well, actually, Taj, you talked about dreaming about sharks.
Yes. Why? No, is that a con? Or you just want me to talk about it?
See, here's the other thing, because they have books and they have sites and mm-hmm. stuff where they tell you what the dreams mean.
Yeah. I was about to look up.
I wonder how true that is.
Well, okay, let's take a phone call and let's monitor that. Thanks for calling. Who do we have on the phone with us?
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nicole. How are you?
Good, Nicole. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Nicole.
I'm good, thank you. Terrell, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In your dream, I'm curious if you remember her talking.
Yes. Yes,
she did talk. She was talking, verbally talking.
Yeah, I've had conversations. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Nicole. Because my experience has been with my dad, who's passed away. He never talks, and so I always feel that's a visitation from them.
Mm.
That's interesting.
So Terrell, you have full on conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's as if nothing. She's
done. Yeah.
Yeah, I like I said, I can't really comment. But Nicole, you have dreams as well. But for you, your father's not speaking to you.
He never speaks, except we do communicate, and so I feel like it's just energy. It's telepathic or whatever. I don't know. But that's always been my experience, and a lot of other people have experienced that as well with dreaming about loved ones that have passed away. They don't ever speak, and I'm like, well. I don't feel like you should feel bad about that. I feel like that's a real, actual visitation. But, Terrell, I think that was probably a real visitation from your mother as well, because you don't dream about her very often.
Possibly. Quick question for you, if you don't mind. How does that make you feel? Does some people, it could frighten them, it can make them feel uncomfortable, or how does it make you feel when you have dreams?
It feels comforting. I feel like he's there with me, guiding me through whatever I'm going through. And he's always smiling too, which is interesting. And, you know, Terrell, you're forgetting about a lot of things, and maybe your brothers are giving you a hard time about your sleep. And I follow you, and I know that you don't sleep very much, and that could possibly be your sleep.
Hours.
But also, I mean, it sounds like you've got a lot going on too with your remodeling or whatnot, and maybe she's just there to help you get through whatever you're going through right now. There's obviously a reason why you're forgetting things and misplacing items.
Yeah,
I love
you, rushing.
Nicole, thanks for chiming in and giving your input. It helps us, because like I said, I've never dreamed about mom or anyone that I've lost close to me. So it's
that doesn't mean that she's not visiting you either, and that you're maybe just not remembering them.
Yep. Yeah.
So don't feel bad about that. And Taj, I have something I kind of want to talk privately to you about. Maybe, I don't know, about your nightmares, because I used to get nightmares all the time.
Wait.
And I'm sure it's really off topic, and I don't want to bore everybody.
Okay.
She's considerate.
Okay. I was about to grill you, Nicole. I was going to say, why off topic? We're here. We could hear it, but we appreciate it.
Yeah. She understands all the good. Show right now.
Nicole,
Taj, I feel like you are very spiritual, and because you talk about spirituality a lot, so mm-hmm. I feel like it has to do that with the fact that you're really open.
Yeah.
So I, like I said, I don't want to bore everybody, but I don't know. Maybe I'll send you a message on your Instagram or something.
Perfect. Okay, great.
Please. Thank you. Nicole, thanks so much for the phone call, and have a great rest of your week.
Yes. Thank you, Nicole.
You guys too. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. Interesting stuff.
It's cool. All right. We're going to take one more phone call.
Okay.
Who do we have on the line with us?
Hello?
Hello. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ebony from Texas.
Ebony.
Again.
Ebony.
How are you?
Ebony.
I'm doing fine. How are you?
We are well.
We're all well. What do you got for us, Ebony?
Well, I wanted to add on to the topic. I also have been having dreams on and off about my father, my late father. Just recently, I think it was over a month ago, he was with me and my family on a cruise. Well, on my first ever cruise. And the funny thing is, my family is actually planning to go on a Disney cruise set towards the end of the year. So, and
Ebony, real quick. So you have not been on a cruise before, or you did go on one?
I have never been on a cruise. But, never.
And then you're having dreams that he's going to be on the cruise with you.
That he was there, yeah.
That he was there. And you're planning on going on a cruise soon.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to, so
gotcha.
But yeah, I mean, I remember hearing his voice saying how proud he was of me, of everything I've been doing. And it does kind of depress me because he won't be here for stuff like that. And of course, not being able to see me get married, walk me down the aisle, not see his grandkids, you know.
Yeah.
And...
Now, I have a question, Ebony.
Yes?
If you don't mind. In your dream, when you saw your father, during your dream, did you know that he had passed? Were you confused why he was there? Or was it almost like he had never passed?
Well, it kind of felt like he hadn't passed.
Okay.
Why? What are you thinking, Terrell? I see your mind.
No, because in my dreams, it's almost like... I thought you weren't here.
So you were aware. You're saying in your dream you were aware that mom...
I was aware that mom had passed, but I was shocked to see her.
Interesting.
Does that make sense to you, too?
Yeah, I understand.
So I was wondering if she was in her dream, if it was like he had never gone and was still present. Because in my dreams, it's like, how are you here? And it was a shocking to see. And that's what was so strange about this dream was... It was almost like a continuation from the previous dream, whereas like I was confused, but it was like almost a reminder, like, no, I'm still here, you know?
Mm.
So I was wondering if it was that same kind of thing for you. Do you understand what I'm saying, Ebony, or not really?
Yes, I do. I definitely do.
Ebony, you have a lot of dreams with your father in them, or?
Well, like I said, it's kind of been happening on and off. It doesn't happen all the time, but every once in a while, I see him in my dreams. Like, sometimes it feels like he never passed, and sometimes it feels like, you know, I'm aware that he's gone, but I can sense his spirit. I mean, it's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Have you tried to see if there's a time when he usually comes into your dreams? Like, is it a time when you're... at a crossroads in life? Is it a time when you've just done something really well, or when you need help? Is there any relation in there, or not really? Or that one that you haven't noticed it?
Well, I think it has happened, like, on the times where I've come, like, to crossroads where I pretty much have gotten through something. Like, Tarot, I've been, you know, trying to, you know, get active and healthy as well, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been doing it for over a year by walking. So
that's great. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that was the last time, around the last time I actually had a dream before the cruise dream. Yeah. So,
I mean, obviously, we are no experts. We are not licensed to be, you know. So don't. We're just going off of.
We're just talking about
regular ideas. Yeah, I think that there's something to that. I really do. I think obviously if you have a loved one that was such an integral piece of your life and you lost them, that they can come back in your life somehow, whether it's why or the way that happens, I don't know, but I believe they can come back and give you some type of guidance or some type of hint or a nudge to do something.
Or reassurance, yeah.
Or reassurance. So
does it make you feel good, Ebony, or does it?
Yeah, it really does. I'm
good.
Sorry, I'm starting to get a little teary eyed.
Yeah,
see?
No, it's good. It's good. And that, to me, as you guys know, I launched my family rules thing. So I always try to think of things from a parental thing. To me, that means your father did his job, at least as a parent. You know, that even though he's not here with us in physical form, he's still making an impact. You know what I mean? So. You know, I think it's something for all of us who are listening to think about. You know, be a positive, not only influence on your kids and your family, but your friends, so that if you do revisit them after you're no longer with us on this earth, that you're helping, you know. So I applaud that, and I applaud your father, Ebony. Right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Ebony, thank you so much for your phone call and for contributing on.
Yeah, and today. I wanted to say I heard about the art show and how I wish I was there, but you know, I'm here in Texas.
It's okay. Ebony, we will have more. So yes. No worries.
Yeah, but you did meet one of my friends, April.
Yes. So yes.
She told me and everyone else in our circle about it, and
it was cool.
It felt like it was really good event.
So. Yeah, it was awesome. Great. Yes, it was awesome. Thanks so much, Ebony, and take care of yourself.
Hey, thank you. Love you guys.
Love you too, Ebony. You guys cool with just taking phone calls?
Yeah, sure. I have a Twitter.
Okay.
Toria from France.
Go
says,
ahead, Taj.
I sometimes dream about friends I haven't seen for a long time, and when waking up, realize I really miss them, so I call them. And I've had that before.
So you call them?
Yeah. Check out, like, you know, if you, so
they're not really past.
No, they're not past. Gotcha. They're just someone that you haven't thought about in a long time, like mm-hmm. a lost long friend or someone. That you've not gotten contact, and they pop up in your dream, and you're like, "What is that?" You know, so you call, you kind of call to check up on them, say, "Hey," and I've done that a couple times, and the person's always excited to hear from you. It's still weird. It's like, you know what I mean? It's never. Yeah. Or sometimes they're like, "I was just thinking about you," and that's a weird thing, you know. So, it's interesting how things go. But the mind is a powerful thing, as we all know.
So
yeah, so I saw that on Twitter. I was like, okay,
cool. Thanks, Todd, for that. Oh. You actually did
there's
job.
Sequoia says one other thing.
Wait, we have a phone call. So hold Sequoia, though, because I want to hear what Sequoia says.
Okay.
Okay? Is
that
cool?
Might be Sequoia.
No, no. That's true. Who do we have on the phone line with us?
Hi, it's Meredith.
Hey, Meredith. How are you today, Meredith?
I'm doing fine.
What do you got for us?
Well, it's weird you bring up dreams, mm-hmm. because... I always remember this dream that I had 23 years ago. That's how long ago it was. And the reason why I remember this dream, because in the dream, you know how you wake up from something, and I used to hear, if you wake up from something and it's so intense and you constantly think about it, there must be something to it. Well, in this dream, I was like so, so happy. And I didn't know why it made me happy, because I was just sitting with some people and that was it. But waking up, I was like, this must be where I'm supposed to be. So I always follow that dream until about 10 years ago, I let it go. And something led me right back to that same dream again. And once I started going towards what that dream was, that happiness started coming back. So I think sometimes dreams do mean something. I guess, too, I'm one of those spiritual people, too, mm-hmm. that look at it and look at if this means something, if it don't mean something. And I realized that it must have meant something, because once I went back to what that dream was about, everything started falling into place again. So mm-hmm. I think there's something to it. So
interesting. No, I like that. I mean, I think... Also, you know, the dreams are linked to your subconscious, and I think subconsciously I think it knows what you want, but maybe you're your worst enemy. You're getting in the way of it. And so when you're dreaming, it's free to kind of say, hey, look, to give you that reminder and say, hey, look, this is what we're supposed to be, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's the thing. So I think that's great, and I think you should follow, you know, that, because if you're getting happiness out of that, that's obviously where you should be or what you should do.
Yeah.
And Meredith.
And also, it was nice meeting you guys just over the weekend, too.
Oh, nice meeting you, too. Nice meeting you, too, Meredith. And I want to say one more thing, though. This is a dream mm-hmm. that you had 23 years ago that's still relatively fresh in your head, huh? Is that right?
Yes. And the crazy thing is, without going into details about the dream, when I had this dream, I was like, I didn't know the people at all. And I had went somewhere... And I saw someone that looked exactly like the person in the dream just drive past me. And that's what made me say, was that, did that really mean something? That's how
it made you very
23
aware.
23 years ago.
Yeah. That's wow. Something. That is great. I
that's
love
something.
That.
And thanks so much for your phone call, Meredith. Yeah. And thanks for sharing your story.
You guys have a good show.
You too. Thank Take
you.
Care, all right?
Thank you.
What's so cool is that, well, I should say it's cool, but there's a strength that people are getting talking about dreams. You know, mm-hmm. it's all been positive. I know there's nightmares. Like, I've actually been having some nightmares too, Todd.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like them.
Wow.
Real quick, I know this is off topic, but just real quick, Todd. When you have a nightmare, do you go back to sleep? There's no way I do.
No.
No way, right?
Yeah. If it's that effective, no. Yeah, then it's like I'm starting to think about stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
I used to turn on cartoons or something.
Did you? I didn't.
Well, not recently.
I didn't need to go all the way there.
I do.
But if I had a nightmare, that was it. I was up. I was up, man.
Yeah, no.
I've been having some lately, just some sad ones. But, okay, Todd, do you want to share with us what Sequoia got?
Yeah, Sequoia just, she tweeted to us that lack of sleep can cause memory loss and forgetfulness, and she linked to an article.
Hey.
So she was precise. She linked to an article and
she came with some evidence.
How much sleep is lack of sleep? How much
sleep? Taro, you're not getting sleep.
Taro, you're proud of your lack of sleep sometimes. You tweet about it. You Instagram about it.
No, I'm just active. But there's a difference between lack of sleep and just going to sleep late or early, depending on...
You go to sleep really late and you wake up really early. That's a difference.
I'm okay today. Huh? I'm bed around 5-6.
And what time do you wake up at?
Like 10:30.
That was good for you, huh? But see, it's
not bad.
Yeah, but I think it adds on. What about the day before?
I knew
it was one layer.
It's about 5-6 hours. But then eventually I will sleep well.
Okay. Eventually.
Yeah.
It's not enough hours in the day.
Okay, so another thing, there's not enough hours.
See, so I extend
crazy.
My day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's true. I'm just extending it.
Well,
all.
When I was looking up, I like to Google. I mean, that's probably not the best reference for everything, but I like to start off my little research with Google. And one of the things that said was, can your dreams mean something?
Mm-hmm.
I Googled significance of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And the question people also ask is, can your dreams mean something? And this was the response. Again, there's no... Actually, it's from dreams.co.uk. Taj's CO, is that UK's version of .com?
Yeah.
Okay. So www.dreams.co.uk.
Mm-hmm.
The theory states that dreams don't actually mean anything. Instead, they are merely electrical brain impulses that pull random thoughts and imagery from our memories. The theory suggests that humans construct dream stories after they wake up. This is a natural attempt to make sense of it all. I don't agree with that.
I don't agree with that.
That doesn't, because how am I pulling from a memory if some of these things never happen?
So that's another thing we can even talk about, because I don't think that's accurate, personally.
That sounds like a scientific, you know, like a scientist.
Someone that's
trying to explain something that is more spiritual or whatever, and just doesn't understand that part of it, you know, to always make logic out of.
Or they just... You know, and this is something
electrical pulses. That word was used, right?
Well, you know what? Another thing, and this is completely off topic. We live in a society where if you make bold statements that even aren't accurate, and you can make them, you get attention for it. And mm-hmm. I'm not saying that, you know, mm-hmm. but it's like the hype of a headline. You know, it's like dreams don't mean anything. It's like that's one way to get, you know, headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, you guys, should we take another phone call?
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, who do we have on the line with us?
This is Sequoia.
Hey!
I was one call away.
See? that's like the waves out there working. Right after Taj reads a tweet by you, you call us in, huh?
I had to.
I love it. What's up, Sequoia? How you doing?
Happy. I'm excited.
Good. Share that excitement. Why are you excited?
Well, I had took my exam for the state board to get my massage therapy license, and I passed it.
Whoa.
Nice. Congratulations.
Let's get some claps for Sequoia. Proud of you, Sequoia.
Thank you.
Good job. Well done.
And I graduate this week, too.
Wow.
Congratulations. That's really awesome, Sequoia. And we're really, really proud of you. We know it's not easy. You're not a teenager, if I remember correctly. So I know life's moving fast and you have obligations. So to do that is impressive. So well done.
Thank you.
Do you have... yeah, go ahead.
Okay, with the dreams, I definitely believe dreams are like symbols. Like, there's always a meaning behind everything you do. Sometimes you don't even know why you're dreaming it. It just happens for a reason. Like, in the beginning, I would have dreams of my grandmother. Like, after she passed, the whole family had dreams of her, and she was just telling us, you know, that she was okay. She's not in any pain. She's good. Just want the family to stay together. And it's like, now, soon it'll be 2 years since he's gone in August, but now I have dreams of her where she lives in this huge mansion. And it's like full of gold and like pearly white floors. And I know at church they always teach about how in heaven we'll all live in mansions, and that always cheers me up when I think about her.
Wow.
That's nice.
That's nice. That's beautiful. What is your guys' thoughts on that?
No, just overall, I'm just happy everyone's sharing. I mean, because I think some people could feel uncomfortable about the dreams they have. But it's nice everyone that's calling in, that's sharing. Especially for me, because now I feel like I'm not alone on this. But I thank everyone for sharing and calling in.
And what's cool is that dreams are very personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're very personal. In theory, it's what you experience, and really only you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so to be able to share it is, and to share it is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
No, it's okay. Sequoia, thanks for sharing your story with us.
Oh, and I wanted to say one more thing with the dreams.
Yes.
It's like sometimes my dreams are not symbols; they actually come true. More often than not, it always come true.
So it's kind of like, see, because this is what I do experience. Like, I get deja vu a lot. What's the connection between deja vu and dreams?
See, because I've heard that. Mm-hmm. Deja vu could be something that you've dreamt before. It could be like a brain thing where you are, I don't know, I forgot what it was, left or right, where you experience it on one side and then it happens on the other, so you feel like it happened before.
For me, it seems way more real. Like, when I have deja vu, I have deja vu. It ain't like this reminds me of something I've had. It's like I've done this before.
Yeah.
So it's right. Yes, but that's a whole nother.
It happens to me all the time.
You get a lot of deja vu, Sequoia?
Yes, it freaks me out.
I wonder what that means. I don't know.
But they say you don't remember a lot of your dreams. Well, we don't. But somewhere when you experience something, maybe it triggers older dream.
Maybe there's a connection with the dream.
Yeah, it could be. Definitely.
No, premonition or something. Yeah, it's kind of interesting.
Well, Sequoia, thanks so much for your phone call. And again, congratulations on everything.
Yes.
Very great moment in your life and enjoy.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
You too.
Taj?
No, there's a Twitter question from Jackson Family News. Wants to know, this may be hard for you three, but have you ever had dreams about your Uncle Michael?
Terrell?
I have.
So Terrell, you dream a lot.
I guess so.
I'm sure I have. It's just, like I said, it's been a while since I've dreamt about, you know, loved ones I've lost. But I'm sure I have. My problem is I also just have a horrible memory. So you can ask me what was my last dream about, and I can't even tell you.
Say you have dreams all the time, you don't remember them. Right.
I can't even remember any of my dreams right now. It's
lack of sleep, DJ.
It may be. Rio's been terrible sleeping.
What do you mean?
Yeah, he it's so weird. It's like if you keep him up all day and then he goes to sleep at night, it could be 11 at night, he'll wake up at 4 in the morning. He thinks like he gets a nap.
It's a nap.
So if he doesn't get really a nap sleep during the day, even he goes to bed extra late at night, he will wake up early because it's just a nap. It's like he knows the rhythm. He knows it's nap, then sleep. Nap, then sleep.
So not enough time in the day for him. That's what he's thinking. He's like, I got a lot of things to do.
Like Edison, man. Yeah. I got to get those naps in. Yeah. But Todd, what's your answer to the Twitter question?
Oh.
If you dream about Uncle
Mike. It's interesting because at times, like, I feel like he guides me. You know,
in a dream or outside of a dream?
In a dream and outside of a dream. But in a dream, sometimes, like, he'll come to me and it's usually, like, to tell me something, you know. And I usually try and follow that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's like, you know, fight for this. Or sometimes, like, step back from this and mm-hmm. focus on this. And I follow that. So,
you know.
Yeah, I do. Because it's always been right for me, you know, in that way. And, you know, Uncle Mike always looked out for us and all that stuff. And I feel like part of the spirituality connection is there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's Uncle Michael for us. And I mean, other loved ones, of course, but Uncle Michael and Mom. But those were such strong figures in our guidance and our youth.
Shaping us.
Yeah. In shaping us. That's why I think they forever will continue to have that role in our minds and in our dreams.
Yeah.
You know, it's mm-hmm. not just anyone that, you know, I've lost many people, mm-hmm. but it's the ones who made the impact. And I think that's, you know, first caller, pop quiz. You guys remember the name of the first caller? Terrell, my money's on you.
You're not gonna put this on me?
My money's on you.
Oh my God.
But anyway, the first caller who lost their father, and he comes in and...
It wasn't Meredith, was it?
No.
No.
Ebony Sequoia. It wasn't those.
No. But anyway, you guys get my point. For her, it was her dad was a big influence in her life, so that's who's continuing to dream, who's continuing to guide her, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that's really cool. I think that's really cool. Okay. Should we take one last phone call?
Yeah, let's do
it. We have a lot of phone calls, tonight, so I think it's a topic that's hitting with people, so we'll take the phone calls. Who do we have on the line with us?
Hi, this is Tiffany.
Hey, Tiffany. How are you?
Tiffany.
I'm doing good. How are y'all?
We're doing good. Well. What do you got for us, Tiff?
Okay, I've been beating up my phone all afternoon. When Terrell mentioned the dreams, I had to tell this dream before y'all went off the air.
That's right.
I know somebody mentioned a premonition,
mm-hmm.
and I had a dream actually the day my mother passed away, and I always felt that it was her way of saying goodbye to me, because in the dream my mother and I were riding in her van, which was, you know, impossible because at the time my mother didn't have any legs or anything towards the end of her life. But we were riding in her van and she came to a corner and she said, Tiffany, you have to get out here because I, you know, this is the farthest I can go with you. So, you know, I said okay, and I got out of the car, closed the door, and she said, I love you, baby. And I was like, I love you too, Mom. I hope I don't cry. I love you too, Mom. And she drove away. And, you know, as soon as my mother drove away, my bedroom door opened and my dad came to me and he was like, Tiffany, you know, somebody from the hospital is on the phone for you. So I went and I answered the phone, and it was, you know, the hospital calling me and telling me that my mother had passed away within, like, not even a 5-minute span.
Wow.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That to me gives me goosebumps. But that's amazing. I really believe, you know,
that can't be a coincidence. I mean, it has to be
something.
Yeah,
yeah. Wow, Tiffany, that's a.
I love that call, yeah. Tiffany. Thank
that's
you.
A great that's a call.
Thank you.
Is there anything
you
for
I just
sharing?
Always felt like it was her personal way of saying goodbye to me. So.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
I mean, I have to think so. Exactly. That's what it is. Right,
yeah, for sure. Anything.
I'm trying not to be emotional, but
no, we know. And thank you so much for sharing it, because that's not an easy story to share as well. Anything
right.
else?
Thank you for taking my call.
Of course, Tiffany. Is there anything else you want to share about that, or anything else you want to follow up with, or anything?
I think that was it. I really just wanted to contribute that and share that because I wasn't able to call in last week. So.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing, Tiffany.
Thanks,
Take
Tiffany.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
And have a great week. Have a great rest of the week.
All right. You too.
All righty.
Bye, y'all.
Bye-bye.
I forget the article or the person that wrote that article, but see, that just doesn't...
I'll tell you.
There's no way that happens. That's not...
I agree with you. I agree completely with you, Terrell. I don't think there's any real merit to someone saying dreams have no meaning.
That throws that out the window.
Yeah.
I mean, that definitely means something.
Okay, well, you guys, we are up for time. We started 5 minutes late, so we have to end 5 minutes late. But I think that was a great topic. Good idea, Terrell.
Good idea, Terrell.
Taj, anything else you want to say?
No.
You did well on your Twitter, too. I'm proud of you.
Yeah, Taj, I always do well on my Twitter.
Thinking of giving both of you guys a raise. I'm not there yet, but I'm thinking about it.
I got paid first to get a raise.
All right. Well, anyway, thanks for listening, everyone. Please follow us on our social media and help us share the message of love. We all have to go through grief and loss, and we can only have the best impact if you, our community, is involved. Taj, you want to give Twitter and social media handles real quick?
Sure. Twitter is @ and the letters DDJ Foundation. Mm-hmm. Facebook is DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is @DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. And the website is www.ddjf.org.
If you found our program helpful and can afford to do so, please go to ddjf.org and support the foundation. Any donation amount helps us support those in need. It's tax deductible. So there's a lot of incentive for anyone to help and donate. We are going to be back here next Wednesday. We're here every Wednesday from 1 to 2 Pacific Standard Time. And I think that's pretty much it.
Yeah, we'll have done the music therapy class by then, too.
Will we? Yeah. So we have a music therapy class.
Maybe older.
Next Tuesday. And I will be... we'll all be older.
Not wiser. He'll be older.
We'll all be older. I'll just have an older number attached to my
sure
name.
Will.
But that's it. Thank you all for listening. And God bless you all. And have a wonderful rest of the week.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the D.D. Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.